Regardless of how the Moose Jaw Warriors do in the Memorial Cup, winning it would be great. They will still be coming home to a massive celebration that is currently being planned. The exact date of the welcome home party is not yet known, since the players are still competing and could conceivably return after the May 31st championship game, if they make it that far. However, whether it's an early tournament exit or championship win, City Hall and a group of residents are busy working out the details for when the team returns to the friendly city. The organizing group will, however, have under 20 hours to pull the trigger on the celebration once they officially receive word about when the boys in red and black return from Michigan. To facilitate the celebration, City Council unanimously approved a motion after its May 27th Executive Committee meeting to waive up to $2,500 in fees to use the event center as the site for the welcome home reception and ceremony. Afterward, City Manager Maurice Carmichael explained that the City and Council want to offer a great big celebration to the Warriors, since the team's performance has been exceptional and its best in its 40-year history. "We've been in discussion with the Warriors, and some entities in town that want to celebrate their accomplishments. So, it's up in the air," she said. "So, what we've done is gone through a plan that we can put into action within about 16 hours, depending upon when they're coming back. So the motion that council approved tonight is to ensure the Warriors don't have to pay to be able to celebrate in our city," she continued. "So, we're really happy with their achievements, and the city will take care of the costs for the celebration." When the welcome home party occurs, residents and fans should expect it to be similar to the send-off that the community gave the team when it shipped out for Michigan, said Carmichael. When asked who was officially organizing the event, she said it has been a labor of love between the city, fans, the Warriors organization, and others. "The city is currently removing the ice from the Event Center Arena, which is likely where the celebration will be held. While details of the party and ceremony are still being kept under wraps," the city manager said, "more information will be forthcoming in a few days."